Welcome back to the Ancient Health Podcast, where we educate you on real health solutions that will help transform the way you live, feel, and overcome disease naturally. I'm your host, Courtney Versage, along with Dr. Josh Axe and Dr. Chris Motley. We're so happy you've joined us. Let's dive into today's episode.
Are you ready to experience a quantum leap in your well-being? Introducing Quantum Upgrade, the ultimate solution for tapping into the healing power of quantum energy. This research-backed service harmonizes your energy, balances your body, and neutralizes harmful EMF frequencies. Easily activate and control from your phone or computer, customizing your experience with different levels, powerful boosters, and frequencies like inner peace or Olympic performance. And it works worldwide. It sounds wild, but it works. Tested rigorously by independent institutes and doctors, Quantum Upgrade shows positive results, improving blood cells and reversing stage 1 and 2 blood clotting in placebo-controlled double-blind studies. But that's not all. Recent research has also revealed a 20 to 29% boost in ATP production, a total game changer for enhancing your body's overall energy levels. Now guys, to experience this for yourself, we're offering a free 15-day trial with code ANCIENT at quantumupgrade.io. Don't miss out on the quantum revolution. Quantum Upgrade, bringing high consciousness energy to transform your life. Hello, friends. Dr. Motley here. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about how you can reset your nervous system. Now, there are many different angles and many different perspectives about how you can reset the nervous system. But in this podcast, I wanted to talk about the retraining of the upper cervical spine, the lower spine, which is near the sacrum, your parasympathetic nervous system, and your sympathetic. And I also want to touch base and talk about how the associated points in Chinese medicine and acupuncture that run along the spine are associated with organs, and the organs have everything to do with how well your spine aligns and stays aligned. Now, if you are in an oversympathetic state, if you're in fight or flight, this is a direct correlation about how your body could resist resetting in a positive manner. Also, have you ever gone to your chiropractor or your physiotherapist? Have you gone to an exercise physiologist? And no matter how hard you try to get one area of your spine to align or stay corrected, it doesn't reset. It stays out of alignment. And if this is happening to you, let's talk about the different angles and perspectives about what we can look into to help you get those things set in place. Now, let's first start off with our spine and our nervous system. Remember, we're always adapting. We are always trying to adapt to stressors and environmental stress in our lives, and we're going to face different ones each and every day. To think that you're going to get your spine set to where it's never going to change, never going to shift. If it gets in the perfect position, it should stay in the perfect position the rest of your life. That's just not possible. That does not happen. Your spine and your nervous system is consistently and constantly adapting to every sensation that's coming to you. Whether it's what you look at, what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you smell, what you feel on your skin, these are all recorded in your nervous system, and your body is busy making adaptations to those sensations, to that stimuli. So as we make our adaptation, as we react to that stimuli, it will throw our nervous system out of place. In some individuals, it's been chronically out of place after an event or a trauma or an accident. Let's say that you were in a chronic or in a car wreck and you got your neck out of alignment, or you got into whiplash and your neck feels chronically out of place. You feel as though you're having anxiety or depression after the incident or after the accident, and you can never get your neck to stay in alignment. So let's talk about one of my old stories. Undergrad, when I first was going to chiropractic college, I had just graduated undergrad, and I was going to that summer move everything I had up to chiropractic school and start classes. And literally, after I graduated undergrad, I was in a rear end accident. And that rear end accident caused my neck to go out of alignment, and I got whiplash, but it wasn't that overt whiplash. My head hit the back windshield. I had a small pickup truck, And I didn't realize that it had caused so much aggravation into the body. Now, when this occurred, I was, you know, at first I thought, well, I'm young, I can take it, and it's not going to be that big of a problem. But I would get adjustments and some muscle work. But what I had found was usually that my neck would go right out of alignment about 2 days after I had the adjustment. And this, in no way am I saying that chiropractic adjustments don't keep you in line. What I'm saying is it's consistency. You have to stay consistent when you're getting chiropractic adjustments or physical therapy or any type of therapy to help keep the muscles and the joints retrained to go into proper alignment. Now, I could not get my neck to stay in place for some unknown reason. It wasn't the fault of the chiropractor or the therapist at all. It was other things that were keeping my nervous system to reset, i.e. it was everything to do with my gallbladder and my liver. Now, so when I went to school, I was getting adjustments. Even after I went to the chiropractor at home, I'd go to school and they would give us adjustments and my neck would go back out of alignment. And I was starting to get migraines and chronic neck pain. I couldn't look down even, you know, at my books because my neck was so stiff and tight. And I had a friend that did kinesiology-based techniques, which is muscle testing, which is using muscle spindle fibers and resetting the muscle spindles to actually create the correct length of any muscle you're treating so that the muscle pulls properly on the joints it's attached to. If you fix the muscles, the joint play is restored and the joint will actually get more fluid in it. It'll actually help it get more blood flow to it and you'll have more healing around the discs, around any joint, and it'll heal. So my friend, he told me to come over and he said, I got a table at my place. Let's just look at your neck. And overall, he found out that I had had gallbladder issues, and the gallbladder issues was preventing my neck from staying in place and from my nervous system resetting. Now, when I say resetting, we call these viscerosomatic reflexes. And viscerosomatic reflexes, basically, I'm going to show you on my Chinese medicine doll that the viscero means organ and reflex and somatic means body. So you're having organ dysfunction causing body dysfunction, joint dysfunction. And so the gallbladder meridian starts on the edge of the eye. That's the gallbladder one. And the gallbladder two is around the TMJ, and it wraps, the gallbladder channel wraps around the ear. It goes back up and it circles back down the neck twice, over the head twice, and goes right down the neck through the shoulders, the anterior portion of the shoulder, and down the sides of the hips, down past the knee on the outside, and into the ankle and foot. Well, this was causing dysfunction in my posterior cervical spine muscles, namely my neck extensors. And the neck extensor muscles, the one that would actually extend my head back, were not firing properly because I had such a weak gallbladder. Now, the gallbladder is the organ that lies right beneath the liver that basically collects the bile liquid that the liver makes. Well, at the time, I did not know, but I had heavy amounts of Lyme disease. Looking back at all the symptomatology I had since I was 13 to 14 years of age, it had built up in my body with high amounts of yeast and candida. Well, that was overtaxing my liver and gallbladder to detoxify me. And that was causing this area around my eyes and my ears and my neck to become weak. I always had shoulder and hip issues, even when I played quite a bit of sports in high school. But the gallbladder dysfunction was keeping my muscles from firing properly. That was a viscerosomatic reflex. The weakness in my gallbladder and my liver bile ducts was causing my neck muscles not to rest in the proper length of the muscle. This in turn caused me not to be able to do what? Strengthen the muscles that were attached to the vertebra in my neck. And this kept the disc inflamed, and this kept me in fixation mode, which means my neck was fixated in a position only because my body was trying to guard itself to keep my neck in a proper resting place so I would not cause more injury to my discs. When I got x-rays, I had a drill sergeant neck. It was a straight neck. I did not have any curvature. I restored it by using different physical therapy and even using a towel around my neck and bending my neck back. But when I got myself cleared up of my gallbladder issues, now this is a story as we continue. He was using different acupressure and acupuncture points to find out what was going on. And he found out that my gallbladder acupuncture points were very, very blocked. Now, he just used manual therapy and he was using acupressure and he released the gallbladder points around my neck and around my shoulders. And he also helped with my spine. Now, in the spinal level, they call them the associated points, the gallbladder is associated with the bladder 19. Now, that's around the thoracic 10 and thoracic 11. In some disciplines, the gallbladder has everything to do with the thoracic 4. But he found those areas, and he found that there's these small lymphatic areas, lymph nodes, around those areas of the spine and acupuncture points. And he used digital pressure, and he used needles on the back points, and he released those points and got blood flowing through the point and got electricity running through the point. Now, as he did this, 2 to 3 days later, I felt like my body was going into rigor mortis, because I was detoxing so heavily from my gallbladder and liver that my body felt kind of stiff. I felt really sore. And he said that's what was going to happen. He says, your gallbladder is going to flush a lot of toxins, and so is your liver, but it's going to help alleviate that gallbladder channel down through your neck. And after the 2 days of just feeling stiff and tired, my neck felt better than it ever had before. My neck stayed in place after he worked on the gallbladder. And when he released the electrical flow and the blood flow through that acupuncture meridian down my neck, my muscles fired properly, allowed my adjustments to stay in place more. Yes, I had a few days of hard times with my gallbladder releasing and getting all the toxins out. But I came to realize that when I want to reset the nervous system, I have to always keep in mind that there are organs and toxicities in the organ systems that could keep the spine from staying aligned. So when I got my gallbladder and liver fixed up, when I started cleansing them, my neck never went out again. Now, there are times, yes, if I'm playing sports or something happens, if I eat something I shouldn't be eating and the neck goes out of place, I get that. I understand that. But overall, my neck didn't have a major issue because I cleaned up the organs. So I want everybody out there, when you're listening to this, if you're driving and listening to this or watching this, just remember and look back into childhood, even if it's in junior high, whatever time of day of life, and you had a chronic joint problem, like a chronic neck issue or back issue. Now, if you fell and you injured your back, or you fell and injured your neck, I completely understand it. That's just a full-on blow to the spinal cord and to the nervous system. But if you're starting to get pain and your neck or your back goes out of place for no obvious reason, one of the things I always suggest with my patients is that we look into the associated points in Chinese medicine. And I also look into sacro-occipital reflex points along the spine, which means there are certain levels of your spine, your vertebra, that are associated through the nervous system to certain organs. Now, I love to come from the acupuncture standpoint. We call the associated points the bladder meridian. Now, the bladder meridian runs right beside the vertebra. And this meridian has, it goes on both sides, but there's two little highways of the bladder. The ones that are right along the spine right here, if you guys can see it on the camera. But just imagine two highways on either side of your spine running right alongside going down the back. And there's an extra highway of the bladder meridian that goes on the outer edges of that primary highway. So you're thinking that's a two-lane highway on each side of your spine. Now, the inner lane is going to be associated with what? With physical structural problems. The outer lane is always associated with the emotional aspect of the organ imbalance. So when we talk about resetting the nervous system, if you look at your spine, the mid-thoracic and down to the lumbar spine, I look at the associated points, first of all. So if I find that you have some issues around the bladder 13, which is usually around the T6 and T7 area, or even T5, T6, T7. Now, those points are associated with the lungs, the strength of the lungs. So in Chinese medicine, we would treat with an acupuncture point or with acupressure that point. If we find out in our normal analysis that the lung is weak. So if you can look in your history and said, yes, doc, I had bronchitis, I had chronic allergies, I had issues with breathing when I was young. We had mold in our house. We had horrible mold. I've had patients tell me that. And then they come into the office and they'll say, yeah, doc, I've had this issue with my breathing. And they also will tell me, you know what, I have some issues with my spine. And the spinal area in normal chiropractic, like the T3, is associated with the nerve that goes to the lungs, thoracic 3. In Chinese medicine, the bladder 13 around the T5, T6, that's the acupuncture meridian that helps clean up the lungs. So the patients will tell me, yes, my upper thoracics, T3, T4, T5, are always sore. And when I press into those spinous processes along those areas, they are super tender to touch. And most patients will go, I did not know that those were so tender. How did you know? I necessarily didn't. I just did pulse point, tongue analysis, kinesiology testing, and found out that their lungs were weak. It would lead me to treat them on the spine because remember, the nerves at T3, T4, T5, some of those nerve signals are basically connected to the lungs. The acupuncture points around that area are connected to the lungs. So if you adjust the spine, if you do some manual movement or an activator device on the spine, you're going to align the area where there's proper nerve signals between that area of the spine and that disc area to the lungs. So the lung is communicating with the spine and up to the brain.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. I want to introduce you to something that's revolutionary for burning calories and helping you get in the best shape of your life. It's the brand new Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean by Ancient Nutrition. Now, whether you prefer capsules or powder, this is the best supplement I've seen to helping you take your metabolism to a whole new level. Let me start with the capsules. Imagine burning 12 times more calories than diet and exercise alone while shedding 6 times more weight. This has been packed with a potent fat loss blend, including moringa leaf, turmeric rhizome extract, and these capsules are your secret weapon to achieving your weight loss goals. Now to the powder. With Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean Powder, you'll experience fat loss, fewer cravings, more energy, and strength gains. This formula is your ticket to healthy weight management and muscle growth, enriched with clinically studied ingredients, including ashwagandha root and Ceylon cinnamon. Plus, with 10 types of collagen from 10 food-based sources, both the Multi-Collagen Lean Caps and Powder are perfect partners for true progress. This is for a limited time only, but get 24% off today. Simply click the link in today's show description and use the code DrAxe24. That'll get you 24% off Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean and all Multi-Collagen Advanced products with the code DRAXE24. I can't wait to help you reach your health goals.
So then the brain can hear what the lung is doing. It understands what the lung is doing. So then it says, oh, okay, the lung has a bronchial issue. But it was so heavy and so thick in the lungs that it bombarded the nervous system so heavily at those spinal levels, T3 to T5, that it can actually cause static in the wire, static information to get to the brain. So the brain can't hear a clear signal. So the brain can't send the signals to help with alleviating the problem, like proper white blood cell count or proper histamine response, proper mast cell release of histamine. So your brain has to understand what's going on in the organ for it to send reinforcements. And so when we have this issue around, along the spine, if you can use adjustments with acupressure, you're going to allow not only the nerve signals to reach the brain, but you're going to allow the proper chi, the proper electrical flow to occur in the lungs, strengthening the lungs. You're going to allow the lungs to heal, and that's going to have a better signal to be able to transmit it right up to the brain. So I love using Chinese medicine, acupuncture, acupressure, and chiropractic adjustments and physical therapy and manual therapies to increase the overall function of the organ. Now,
what this does is it takes pressure off the area of the spine at the T3, T4, T5. So the T3, T4, T5 heals up. The signals get in the spine properly. They transmit up to the brain properly. So the brain can then do what? Send the reinforcements. So this viscerosomatic reflex takes pressure off the spine, allowing the spine to relax, and it allows the muscles around the spine to readjust properly so that the muscles stay strong and that the joint of the spine stays in place. Now, does this only happen on the spine, or can it happen to the joints like the elbows and the shoulders and the knees and the ankles? Yes, on all joints. In kinesiology, if you look at some of the kinesiology connection between muscles and joints, remember all muscles also are connected to organs. So as we look at the associated points in Chinese medicine, you can look at the area of the spine, let's say where the lung is connected to. And in kinesiology, another cool aspect is that the lung is associated with the deltoid muscles. So you can use the spine at the levels of the thoracic 3 or the thoracic 3, T3, T4, T5 as indicators along the spine with those acupuncture points. But the lung 1 point, if you guys are watching me on the YouTube video, but the lung 1 starts right here by the chest. And the lung 1's right by the pec muscle. And the lung 2 is right at where the shoulder meets the pec muscle, where your shoulder meets your chest muscle. That's lung 2. Now, if you look at the meridian, it goes all the way down the arm, on the inside of the elbow, down through the wrist and thumb. But the important point is this. The main muscle that usually will show weakness is the deltoid muscle, where that lung 2 acupuncture point is. So you will look at the lung muscles as the deltoids. And if you start to muscle test them, they will be chronically weak because there's not enough electricity or blood flow flowing through the shoulder muscle. And so you have to look at that alongside with the spine. Now, will it cause the shoulders to slump forward? Yes. Will it cause chronic strain around the muscles of the shoulders connected to the collarbone and the anterior neck muscles? Yes. All because the lungs could be infected or the lungs could be weak. So, yes, you can do quite a bit of muscle work on the deltoids. You could do tons of work around the rhomboids, which are around the back where you're seeing those areas around the T3, T4, T5. And it'll work. You can work on the muscles and it will send a good signal to the spine. It'll send a good signal to the organ because the deltoids are neurologically connected to the lungs as well. They're all interconnected. So if you even work on the muscles, it's going to send some good vibrations, good signals to the lungs, and the lungs will start to heal up. And those muscles will help readjust the spine in your upper thoracic spine. There's many ways you can look at this and many ways you can help the body with this resetting of the nervous system. So as you start to work on the muscles and you start to work on the acupuncture points and get the spine adjusted, you're going to notice that upper thoracic spine is going to stay in place quite a bit more if you work on the acupuncture points associated with that area of the spine. You find the organ involved, and also look into the muscles in kinesiology charts, which muscles are associated with which organ, and work on the lengthening and the stretching and the strengthening of those muscles. You will see your spine and your nervous system reset and stay in place much stronger if you can get the acupuncture points, the muscles in kinesiology to reset that are associated with those areas, and also, when we look into those two aspects, we can never forget that we want to be able to work on the parasympathetic nervous system. One of the main reasons that your organs could be into a condition where it's almost in fight or flight, or if they're injured, yes, there could be toxins, there could be infections, but these all can come from like a prior injury. For instance, if you know that your neck, your cervical spine, or your pelvic area, your sacral area are out of alignment, this will cause a decrease in your parasympathetic tone. So we haven't forgotten everything about the organs, about the spine, but that's all, guys, in the thoracic spine and the lumbar spine primarily. When we're talking about your body's ability to stay calm, we're talking about the cervical neck area and the lower sacral area. And what I mean by that is, if you have a neck or a sacral or tailbone or the sacrum that's out of alignment chronically, it could keep you in fight or flight, always agitated, always anxious. So I do a lot of work on the upper cervical spine. I do a lot of work on the sacrum, and I'm thankful I had really good success. But I also incorporate my friends who do chiropractic neurology. And what that means is that the eyes are the windows to everything. If your nervous system cannot reset, I ask patients to try neurofeedback, which is a great technique to help reset the brain. Neurofeedback, brain spotting, find a chiropractic neurologist that can measure and can inquire into the movement of your eyes to see where your brain is at, basically. If your eyes aren't moving in the proper, basically, motion, if they're not smooth, if there's any stall in the eye movement, it can give us an indication that there's been a concussion or there's been an injury to the brain, i.e. there could have been infections in the brain like parasites or Lyme disease or mold or yeast. And if that's the case, and if the eyes are feeling that way, then if you start using techniques with eye movements in the proper way and getting upper cervical spine manipulations or adjustments in a gentle manner, you can start to see that your brain can be retrained and reprogrammed to help reset your parasympathetic nervous system, to help your whole body calm down. Also help the lower spine, the sacral area. So I often see that the cervical spine and the sacral area, when they're adjusted gently and they're corrected well, and all the acupuncture points along the mid spine, the low spine are basically manipulated and they're pressed into and they're punctured, basically, you're going to see that the spine will stay in place and the nervous system can reset very quickly. So if you have a problem with just, you know, if you had a concussion, if you had a brain injury, a neck injury, or a lower spine injury, please hear me out. Please look into a neurologically based chiropractor or a physiotherapist, a PT, because you want to be able to get the nervous system reset. Now, PTs and chiropractors, we reset the nervous system. And yes, we are all trained in that. But there are neurological diplomates in these areas of chiropractic and physiotherapy and, you know, neurologists that do specific types of exercises that test certain areas of the brain a little more extensively. And so they can go in and do testing on you and do exercises to get your brain to reset and get your nervous system reset. I found that if I kept my upper cervical spine, my neck adjusted properly with this type of technique, also doing acupuncture and acupressure, cleaning out my organs with herbs, my neck and my spine stay in place. And that comes up with the other aspect. If you found that an area of your spine, let's say that was connected to the large intestine, was always going out of alignment and you had to keep getting adjusted every week, then I would suggest that the patient looks into, and I suggest them herbs that help clean out the large intestine. And the large intestine being herbs such as Mimosa pudica, which is a big parasite cleanser, or Schisandra, which is a great liver cleanser that helps the colon clean out. I also like to use different types of herbs like cayenne or habanero, things that would actually clean out the large intestine. And once they get cleaned out, or even using coffee enemas or colonics, you will see that that area of the spine will stop hurting. They'll stay in alignment. This in turn can take pressure off your spine, the mid-thoracic lower lumbar spine, and send proper heavy healing signals up into the cervical spine and the lower spine. So you then start to see that your neck and your lower back will stay in place or heal up even faster if you get your intestines cleaned out. They all work together. It's about taking pressure off other areas of spine so all of it can heal. So that's what I would suggest to my patients. Get the large intestine clean. Get that thing cleaned out. Let's do some herbs with it. Let's get some acupuncture. And do some adjustments and even strengthening of the muscles associated with the large intestine, which would be the glutes and the hamstrings. So if a patient says, I have constipation and my L2 and my L5 hurt all the time, And I go, okay, that would tell me that the large intestine's involved. And they tell me they're partially constipated. I always ask them the muscles that are associated with the area. I say, are your glutes tired, or you have a hard time doing your squats or your hamstrings? And they're like, yes, when I try to bend down or sit down, my butt and my quads and my hamstrings are always sore. We start to clean those organs out and those pains go away. So I don't want this podcast to be confusing. I want it to be short and sweet. I love these podcasts that we can just give these mini podcasts, that if you find yourself where your spine does not reset properly, let's review. I would find a neurologically based chiropractor or a physical therapist or a neurologist that knows the organ relationship to the spine. Get the associated organ to that area of the spine that does not want to reset. Find the area of the spine, what level it is. Get that adjusted or manipulated or strengthened. Find the acupuncture points around that area and what organs, again, it's associated with, and get those acupuncture points or acupressure points treated. And then I would ask the neurology-based practitioner to do adjustments or work on the upper cervical spine and the lower pelvic area, the sacrum, to get those parasympathetic areas reset. And then I would look into herbs, cleansing, and detox for the organs that are toxic to get the area of the spine to reset and to be repaired. I've seen it work on so many patients. So don't lose hope if you have chronic pain, neuritis, burning, tingling, numbness in an area, and you think, man, I can't ever get my nervous system reset. I'm always in brain fog. I always have these issues. When you find the organs that are out of balance and you start to investigate them, that's when I start to look into the function of the organs. And if that organ is continuously sick or diseased, then I work into infections. Never forget infections. If your lung vertebra always gone in place, look back and say, did I always have bronchitis or allergies, or did I always have seasonal allergies or pollen problems or dust? If your colon's out of place, have you ever had parasites or suspect parasites? If your brain's always out of balance, look into Lyme disease. If your pancreas is always hurting, look into viruses. Now, I love MicroGen DX, the labs. I love Vibrant-Wellness Labs. I like Genova Diagnostics with their metabolomics, nutrient testing. I like Para Wellness, different websites to look for parasites. But you have to remember that infections like parasites or Lyme or strep or staph can make their way into an organ, and that organ can get sick and send improper signals to the spine and cause that area of the spine to be inflamed and never get aligned properly. That's why all these points I'm telling you are important for the alignment of the spine. Your spine is only reacting to those external stressors. If you didn't injure your spine directly, it's because there are external toxins and environmental toxins and stressors that are causing the spine to go out of alignment. So look into these all points to see if you can get these corrected and help your nervous system stay in alignment and be reset properly. Guys, if you like this kind of information, if you want any more information, please let us know in the comments section. Like and subscribe. And we're thankful that we can be able to help you here on the Ancient Health Podcast. So again, if you have any extra questions, let us know in the comments section, and we will do more information if you need it. This is just a brief backdrop to why the spine may not reset properly. I hope it helps. I hope it's good, giving you good information. And until next time, guys, I hope you guys have a blessed day. I'm Dr. Molly for the Ancient Health Podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. I want to say thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. Also, if you're in search of more natural health content, you can follow us at Health Institute on Instagram or subscribe to our newsletter using the link in the show notes below. Hey, thanks a lot and have a blessed week.